Hello, and welcome to Living Proof, the teaching ministry of Joseph Castillo. We encourage you to listen to today's message over and over again, so that the Word of God will be in your spirit. Be a blessing, share it with your friends, and we pray that you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We also invite you to visit us online at www.anifbeijing.com.
So we have to count the cost, and we've had to do that, of course, in our church and in our life. We had to count the cost, and we've had to say, what's worth going to jail for? If you pass out gospel tracts in Tiananmen Square, you will go to jail within about 5 minutes or less. Amen. But if you pass out tracts here in Wangjing, no problem. Amen. Probably you could do it all night long till you run out of tracts. Hallelujah. So you have to also count the cost. You're not supposed to pass out tracts, period. But if you go over here, you're going to go to jail immediately. Amen. But if you do it over here, you might, get away with it. Or you might just get a little slap on the hand. But you have to count the cost. Amen. When it comes to doing things like this. But God wants us to respect authority, pray for authority. Now, proof that this Bible is written by the Holy Spirit through men is even the way that Paul wrote about Nero. It's the way that Peter wrote about Nero. Because honestly speaking, any ordinary human impulse, you've been sitting in prison, you're about to be killed, you're not going to write a nice letter saying, the guys who are about to kill me, pray for them and obey them because God's put them in that position. No, you would not say that. If you're writing by natural impulses, you say, oh, call my cousin, get the guns, break me out of jail, get the knife. At least I would, amen. Maybe not you. You guys are good Christians. I'd be like, get the C4, pull up on the back. We're going to bust out of here, man. Let's get the, call the triads and, I got some money, pay off some mafiosos and we're going to get out of this place, amen. That's in the flesh. But these guys were willing to lay down their life. And they were honoring the authorities that were about to kill them because this was the Holy Spirit writing through them. Do you understand? Amen. Our job is to obey the government, honor the government, and respect the government. Listen, if the police in China come to shake you down, don't have an attitude, don't be smart mouth. You'll be honoring and you'll be respectful. And you might find the favor of God. And that's not only in China, that's even in Chicago. You see, I'm not a thin guy like Brother Pete here. But as many of you know, I grew up selling drugs. I grew up gangbanging as a gangster. And you know how I survived? I survived by honoring authority. Because when the police would pull up, the little, Capri pulls up the car. And then all my skinny friends, pew, take off running. I never, it's true. My friends, pew, they go running. I never could run away from the police. Because I know they catch me. And if they catch me, they're going to beat me. Amen. So I must have been a Christian. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where I learned it from, but I just said, oh, officer, good to see you today. How are you doing today, sir? God bless you. Hallelujah. Those guys, they should just stand here and tell you the truth what's happening. Sir, we are selling drugs here. Here's my drugs. I am so sorry. And the police loved me. They were like, Big Joey, it's all right, man. Come on, get out of here. You should have been hanging out with those guys. And I had favor with the police. Amen. When I went to jail, same thing. I respected the security guards. I respected the authority. They used to deliver peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to my jail cell at night. I was the favorite inmate because I respected authority. Amen. When the police came here to China, to our office, you were there, honey, and they were in our office, and they deported this guy named Rob from Canada. And, you know, I was respectful to the police, and they slapped me on the butt on the way out. Amen. That reminds me of my friend. He was playing football in New York City. What's that? Central Park in New York. And a limousine pulls up. And the security guy gets out of the limousine, and he goes up to my friends. They're playing a flag football. And they go to my friends, Anthony Palmino, and they said, excuse me, sir, Al Pacino's in the limo. He wants to play a game of football with you guys. But no autographs, no pictures, nothing. Just he wants to play and go. That's it. Don't talk to him. Don't say a word. Just let him play. And my friends were like, oh, yeah, Al Pacino. Oh, of course, man. Yeah. This is the Godfather, Al Pacino, you know. So Al Pacino gets out, and he has on these sweats and Nike shoes, and he's all got his Nike jacket, and he's playing football with the guys. And my friend catches a good touchdown playing American football. And Al Pacino slaps my friend on the butt. My friend said he was so blessed. He didn't want to take a shower for 3 months after that. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to wash my rear end for the next. Amen. That's what the police did to me. That's a sign of, you know, locker room banter. Amen. Hallelujah. Slapped me on the butt. Made friends with me because I was respectful. Hallelujah. So Paul, the apostle, Peter, the apostles, they wrote and they taught us that we need to respect authority, respect the ordinance of men, and moreover, we need to pray. The Bible says, pray for them that are in authority. Amen. We could easily speak bad about the party, speak bad about Trump, speak bad about, Carrie Lam, speak bad about, you know, Xi Jinping, and speak bad about whoever our rulers are, Obama or whatever, but that's not our job, is to speak the obvious. Our job is to prophesy the opposite, amen. To bless them, to pray for them, to pray that God would use them, amen. Amen. And let me just share with you this testimony. I was in Hong Kong, excuse me, I was in Philippines last week, and I had a vision. I was in the church in the Philippines, and this pastor from Argentina named Andres Busoni, he prayed for me. And when he prayed for me, I'm a big guy, so I don't fall down very easy. So he prayed, and he prayed again. He prayed like 3 times, and bam, power of God hit me. I fell on the ground. And as soon as I hit the ground, I had a vision. And in my vision, I was on the ground, and I saw a vision, and I was in the back of a stadium, a coliseum. And on the big jumbo screens, I saw a picture of Carrie Lam, the leader of Hong Kong. And I saw her picture in the back. And then I saw the Lord giving her a crown on her head. And after I saw the crown coming on Carrie Lam's head, then I began to see her picture kind of get minimized on the jumbo screen, and then about 6 more little squares, even squares to her photo, appeared on the jumbo screen, and there were other government leaders in Hong Kong, and they were all on the board. And then I have it written down here what exactly the Lord said to me. I want to read it to you exactly. Amen. I saw a woman, I knew she was Carrie Lam. And then I saw a group of Chinese political figures in a photo lineup, like a conference schedule of speakers or profiles of leaders in government. Then I saw a crown on her head. And the word of the Lord came to me and said, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. This is a Bible verse, and the Lord spoke this to me. He said, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. And the Bible says that he could turn it whichever way he wants. Amen. But he said, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. And God told me to prophesy that Carrie Lam, the king, who is the prophet of Beijing, to her people, that God would turn her heart and that she would become the prophet of Jesus' will to Beijing. So her role was to, on behalf of the Communist Party, speak the will of Beijing to Hong Kong. And God said, prophesy that she would be used by God to now speak the will of God for her people, receiving the destiny and the purpose of God for Hong Kong and be able to speak that to Beijing. Amen. This was on Monday, the 2nd of September. This was one day and a day and a half after the most escalated Hong Kong riots, with bombings and stabbings and beatings of both police and protesters back and forth. And God said, prophesying that I would use her to represent my heart to Beijing. And the Lord is saying to the church in Hong Kong, and I believe this is a prophecy for Hong Kong, but God is saying this to you today about Xi Jinping, about the Communist Party, and about your nation, your leader. He's saying, do you believe that God can do it? When Jesus came to Mary and Martha, and Lazarus was dead in 3 days, and he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And she said, I know that you are the resurrection, and one day he will rise. He says, no, I am the resurrection. I am the light. Do you believe that I can do it? And God said to me, to tell the church and ask the church, do you believe God could change Xi Jinping? Do you believe he could change the party? I don't mean overthrow. I mean within the party, bring salvation. Have people encounter Jesus. I was just 1 month ago with the former president, having dinner with the former president of Ethiopia. I have his picture on my phone. Having dinner with the Communist Party leader, president of Ethiopia. And we're sitting down, we're talking, and he told me that as he was out of his position as president, he got pulled into political controversy, was put in prison. And while he was in prison, Jesus walked into the jail cell. This is the Communist Party leader and president of Ethiopia. He said Jesus walked into the jail cell and spoke with him. And his life changed from that day forward. Now he was a Communist Party president. Now he's an evangelist preaching the gospel to government leaders and Communist Party leaders all around the world after one night in prison with Jesus Christ. Do you believe that God can do it? If God could do it in a jail cell for the Ethiopian president, couldn't he do it in the bedroom or on the airplane or in the hotel room of Xi Jinping? Or of your president, or of Donald Trump, or Barack Obama, or Carrie Lam, or Duterte, hallelujah. I don't even know who the Greek president is, hallelujah. Something Souvlaki something, I'm sure, amen. Amen. Do you believe God can do it? This is what the Lord said, do you believe I can do it? Then if you believe, like Brother Pete preached today, if you believe, then your response is to express it verbally. In other words, prophesy it. That's what God told Ezekiel. Do you see this valley full of dead bones? Do you believe that they can live? Do you believe that I can rise them up? What was his response? If you believe I can do it, then prophesy it. Speak to these bones. Command them to live. Amen. That's the response if we believe. To prophesy over our leaders. Not complain. Churches all over the city are complaining. Let's not complain, let's prophesy that under Xi Jinping, Christianity will have free reign, that under this party, people will meet Jesus and God will raise up new leaders, and that there'll be sick family members with cancer and diseases, and that we'll be connected, but with Christians, they'll be ministered healing, they'll be saved, amen. The Argentinian Communist Party president in the 1956 era, Tommy Hicks is spoken by God to go to Argentina. God tells him the president has cancer. He goes to the president and he tells the president, after a long, it was hard for him to get to meet the president. Everyone was saying he's crazy. But finally he got to meet the president and he told the president, the Lord told me you have cancer and God wants to heal you. This is a true story. He prays for the president. The president, first of all, is crying because he didn't tell anybody he had cancer. He prays for the president. The president's healed. He asked Tommy Hicks. This is a true story. You could Google Tommy Hicks, Argentina. He led over 100,000 people to Christ. and in Argentina, and he said, what do you want? What can I give you to thank you? He said, I don't want any money. I don't want anything else, but just give me the stadium. Let me preach in the stadium. And he led hundreds of thousands of Argentinians to Jesus Christ. The Argentinian president was so blessed, he called the Communist Party of the USSR. He said, you guys, the cadres have to meet this guy. You have to meet this guy. So Tommy Hicks goes to the USSR to meet the cadres, the Communist Party leaders of Russia, and all the top officials. And there's about 2,000 of them now. Rodney Howard Brown told me this story over the phone a couple days ago. There's 2,000 of them there, and they're in this conference room. It's so funny. It's a true story. He's preaching to them the gospel because the president of Argentina got saved, his Communist Party leader of Argentina. So he recommends him to Russia. He's having a secret meeting with 2,000 party leaders. He's preaching the gospel to them. And he says, Jesus is Lord. And the lady says, I forgot exactly who the chairman of the party was, but she says, he is Lord. I forgot his name, you know, Ronnie Howard Brown told me. So she's like, whatever. What was one of the Communist Party leaders of Russia's name? In the 50s. Stalin. Oh, that's right. It was Stalin. It was. She says, Stalin is Lord. And he didn't know that she was saying that. So every time he said, Jesus is Lord, she would say, Stalin is Lord. Stalin is Lord. But he didn't know what she was saying because she's speaking Russian. So all of a sudden, in the middle of his sermon, the true story, he cannot speak English anymore. English is no longer coming out of his mouth. He's speaking in tongues. So he starts going in tongues for about 5 minutes, and then the lady drops the microphone and she sits down. So he doesn't know what to do, so he tries to go to speak again, and tongues just comes out. And before he knows it, people start coming to the altar, and there's about 800 Communist Party cadres lined up at the altar with their hands in the air crying. After they got saved, they gave their life to Jesus, they got born again, he talked to the lady, the translator. He said, why did you stop in the middle of the preaching? She said, every time you said Jesus is Lord, I cannot say that. I could be in prison for that. I have to say Stalin is Lord. She's like, but then you started speaking Russian. And he said, what did I say? She said, you said, shut up and sit down. I said, wow, the Holy Spirit will tell someone to shut up. That shocked me the most. The Holy Ghost said in tongues, shut up and sit down. And then he began to preach that Jesus is Lord, and that he preached the gospel that he died for their sins, and that you need to surrender to the King of Kings, and 800 party leaders got saved. That service. If God did it then, he can do it again. Do you believe? Amen. Number one, do you believe? Number two, you have to count the cost. China's not for everybody. Pakistan, I'm not for Pakistan, that's for sure. I'm not going, amen. It's not for me, hallelujah. My purpose is here in China. But if God's called you, you have to count the cost. What are you willing to pay? Amen? Paul paid with his head. Peter paid with being crucified. But are you willing to pay? God said, do you believe it? Prophesy over Carrie Lamb and pray that God's hand over her family and hand over her would protect her and her family as she stands for Jesus. And I said, Lord, why the stadium? And he told me the stadium speaks on the fact that Hong Kong now is on the world platform. Everybody's watching on social media, CNN, Fox, Al Jazeera. Everybody's watching Hong Kong now. And do you know, after I prophesied over Carrie Lam that she would turn and finally represent the people, do you know within 48 hours she withdrew and canceled the extradition bill that they were protesting for after 3 years of riots? Within 48 hours of prophesying the word of the Lord, she withdrew the bill. Could somebody give God a praise for that in this place? Three years of protest, and with 48 hours after prophesying the word of the Lord, she withdrew the bill. God moves at the voice of his servants and his prophets. Amen. And God wants to use you to prophesy. He wants you to speak because he needs to use your words. Just like Brother Hagin. If Brother Hagin didn't speak to that demon, like you said, that demon was not going anywhere. And while all the church is saying Carrie Lam's of the devil and this person's of the devil, I was just with the general of the Chinese church. I was with the general of the Chinese church. I'm not going to say his name right now. In Hong Kong, I spent 6 hours being mentored by the chief general and apostle of all ministry in China since the 1960s. And he was just cursing people. And I said, no, we got to prophesy over them. And I called Rodney Howard Brown. I said, Rodney Howard Brown, God told me to prophesy over him. He said, of course, that's what we do. He said, come on, brother, that's what we do. We prophesy over them, hallelujah. He said, God told him to go to Washington, D.C. under Barack Obama and to prophesy and arrest the spirit that was dominating America and to bring America back to Jesus again. And he got up there and he prophesied over the nation. He arrested that principality. And within a year or two later, he is now the personal pastor, the presidential prayer team, personal pastor for Donald Trump. That's what we do. We prophesy the will of God. We honor the authorities. We bless them. And we pray for them. And we prophesy over them. This is what God calls us to do for the government. Somebody say amen. Let's stand to our feet, please, as we close. Father, life and death is in our tongues, and you spend so much time trying to convince us just to believe your word. You set it all over from Genesis to Revelation and teachings and books and sermons all over the world, and you're still trying to convince us that our little tongue can set a course the fire of nature. Let us, Father God, believe that you can do it. If you did it, Father God, in the 50s in Argentina, if you did it in Russia, even though Russia stayed in the same party for many years after that, you brought key leaders to a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. You can do it again. We bless our leaders. We bless the mayor of Beijing. We bless the police stations and police chiefs of Beijing. I bless my friend, the police chief of Hong Kong. God bless him and thank you for that relationship, Father God. Bless Carrie Lam. Bless Xi Jinping. Bless Wang Qishan, Father God. Bless the leaders of the CPC, Father God. We bless them. When so many curse them, I speak salvation. I speak healing to their families. I speak peace in their homes. I speak that their children shall know the Lord. I speak to Father God that they shall come to know the love and the forgiveness that's in Jesus Christ. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the authorities that be are ordained of God. And I speak that they encounter the God that ordained them. That they encounter the salvation, even as Father God Daniel served the kings, Father God, in the Middle East, even as he served the kings, Father God, there, Father God, in Babylon, even as he served the kings in the Syrian kings, that Father God, that they could hear the God's love for them and God's plan for them and intentions, Father God, for their lives. Let the church, Father God, be a source of blessing to society, blessing to the government, blessing to authorities. Let our light so shine that our good works will be seen before all men. And we thank you, Father God, that we not only have the obligation to obey and honor and respect authority, but to pray for authority, Father God. Forgive us for our prayerlessness. Forgive us for every time we've spoken bad against our leaders. And let us, Father God, not try and hide their faults, but let us prophesy their deliverance. Let us prophesy their hope and salvation. Let us pray for them what we would pray for our own children, what we would pray for our own lives, that they would know him and the power of his resurrection. Father God, everybody watching us all around the world from whatever country they are from, we charge you to pray for your leaders, to pray for Putin, to pray for Duterte, to pray for your governmental leaders, whoever they may be on local levels or national levels, to pray for them. As leadership is a heavy cross to carry, it's a heavy burden with much pressures. Let us pray and let's be ministers to them, Father God. That all kings one day shall bow their knee and take off their crown and present it to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. And that's who we represent, their King, the King of Kings. Let us do so with a good testimony. Let us do so with an excellent spirit. Let us do so with honor, Father God. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. We ask you, God, what you did in Argentina, what you did in Russia, what you did in Ethiopia, that you do it again for Xi Jinping, Wang, Qishan. Do it for the government leaders here in this nation in the name of Jesus. Do it again. Testimony in the Greek simply means do it again. We ask you to do it again in this city, in this country, in our generation, in our lifetime. You, my friends, are the prophets of your generation. You, my friends, are the prophets of your lifetime. At your age, 52, 24, 18, whatever age you are in this place, this is your time. This is your season. It's your generation. And it's your job to prophesy the word of the Lord over your nation, over your generation, over your people.
To stop the recording at that point, but you might be listening right now and you say, Pastor Joey, I wanted to pray that prayer. If I was there, I would have prayed with you. I'd like to pray right now, as a matter of fact. I'd like to give my life to Jesus Christ. I would like to have God in my life, and I'd like to know Jesus as my Savior and my Lord and surrender my life to Him. You know, repentance means to turn away from your way of doing things and to turn to God's way. We've done things our own way. Like they used to say in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, when I did the 12 steps, they said, your best decisions and your best ways of thinking and your best ways to handle life have gotten you to this situation. And now it's time to trust a higher power. Well, there is no higher power than the God of all the earth. His name is Jehovah. And He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. And through Him, you can turn from your way of doing things to His way. And His way is the right way, because He made you. And He made you for a purpose. And He knows exactly what you need to pull out your potential, to forgive you of your sins, deliver you from the things that keep you away from God in a sin and death cycle. And if you'd open up your heart to Him right now, together with me, God can begin a new work in your life. So just pray with me wherever you're at, whether you're driving your car, whether you're at home, wherever you are, just pray with me and repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that your Son died for my sins. And on the third day, He was raised from the dead. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd like you to contact me. And we can send you some more resources and materials that can help you start this new life, because this is the first day of the rest of your life. Email me at joe@nationsabroad.com or email the church at nfcontact@gmail.com. And we'd love to speak with you and just correspond with you and put you on the right path, maybe help you find some local churches there online or something, or maybe we know some pastors there that could follow up with you and help teach you the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and feel free to download the other podcasts and just feed on the Word of God.